Hello, welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Church Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Doug Dortch, and today is Monday, December the 14th. And right now, we're going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day, we'll be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we're working from today is Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence. And the second stanza says, King of kings, yet born of Mary, as of old on earth he stood, Lord of lords in human vesture, in the body and the blood, he will give to all the faithful his own self for heavenly food. Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, verses 22 through 59. So as you have a copy of scripture before you, hear now this reading. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but that they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. And once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, you are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then they ask him, What must we do to do the works God requires? Jesus answered, The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So they asked him, What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, from now on give us this bread. Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. At this the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven? Stop grumbling among yourselves, Jesus answered. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that has come down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever." He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Most of us operate out of self-interest. We see everything from the standpoint of how it benefits us. Even a season such as Christmas, which is supposed to be about doing something for others, suddenly becomes turned into an obsession with getting what we want. While that perspective might serve us well in the short run, it will fail us miserably when it comes to eternity. The hymn, "Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence," quiets our demanding spirits by inviting us to reflect upon the example of Jesus, who came down from heaven to offer his life on the cross for us and our salvation. In many ways, we might say that Jesus was born to die. In the providence of God, Jesus came into this world to sacrifice his life so that we might know eternal life. If that thought doesn't stop you in your self-centered tracks, then I don't know what will. This passage from John's Gospel describes the response of Jesus' own people to his gracious offer. Unfortunately, when they heard him speak of the true bread of heaven, they could only think of an inexhaustible supply of one of life's necessary staples. However, Jesus was speaking about a much more profound and essential that would satisfy them forever: his broken body and his shed blood that would make possible the gift that they could only receive and never earn, which was their salvation. On Christmas Eve, we'll share together in a time of remembering that greatest of gifts. As the bread and cup are offered that night, take the time to reflect on all they mean. Be silent over the remarkable truths they represent. Most of all, receive them as tokens of God's mercy and grace as you feed on that bread and are filled with Christ's abundant life, both now and forevermore.